genetically gifted young man. I believe he got here the second summer session, so we really didn't get the full summer with him, and he kind of just came in as a very, very good high school player trying to play in the SEC, and you saw the results of it. I think now a year in our program, his lower body strength, just the thickness, he's very happy, I think, with the way his body looks. I don't know if it, you know, if he went from a faster 40 time or not, but I think he's a more durable player.
That is Brett Bielema on his star sophomore, Alex Collins, who apparently has put on some weight and hadn't lost much in the way of speed, which is good. So part of the three-headed running back monster. And I know they're looking for some answers at fullback as well. They feel pretty good about the tailbacks. At least they ought to. And there was a story today I saw. I think it was Bob Holt had done a story about another fullback option today in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, which was this is my kind of fullback, Pat.
Paperboy Pat? Patrick Arenz?
No, not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about, here is the story. I read it this morning. Chris Jones, 5'11", 241-pound redshirt freshman walk-on from DeQueen. 5'11", 241. Mm. That's my kind of fire plug. He's built like a fire plug, but he's trying to open holes. It's kind of an ironic twist.
That is certainly the kind of guy you want leading the way through the line, isn't it?
Yes.
What about Paperboy Pat?
Yeah. He's still around. They're going to use some tight ends, too, as like H-backs and have them blocking as well, which is good. Other news this week out of the SEC, Mike's Live says college athletics are going through a historic evolution. Released a statement earlier this week after a judge's ruling that players on FBS teams and in Division I men's basketball are entitled to at least $5,000 a year for rights to their names, images, and likenesses. I don't think you're getting any kickback, though. Sorry, buddy.
Did you see when all that was coming about, there was how much, $40 million? And they talked about if every player had put their name in to try to get, everyone was going to get like a couple $100.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no way to really, you can't go back, right? It's a lot of it, most of this stuff is just moving forward, really. Mm-hmm. But it has changed. Wow, it is unreal to think of, in our lifetimes, how your grandkids, our grandkids, are going to see college athletics, and it's going to be a completely different model that we grew up with.
You're right.
It's unreal.
Bob Bowlsby, who is an unapologetic commissioner of the Big 12, says, I think the only message is that our student athletes and our programs are largely the face of what America knows as college athletics. We win more than 90% of the NCAA championships every year. And what's the old adage, Pat? Might makes right. So they win most of the stuff. They bring most of the money. And in their opinion, they should have most of the say.
No question.
And it looks like we're moving in that direction. I think this vote recognizes that there are some differences. And programs at our level that have some unique challenges have some relationships with student athletes that are evolving. We need to have rules that respond to that evolution and those changes. I think it's an acknowledgement that some of us have challenges that are unique. Ed O'Bannon's the guy that stirred the big pot, and he says, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think that a lot of change is going to happen. This is just the beginning, so we'll see what happens. Stay tuned. But Mike Slive's on board, Bowlsby's on board, and I think we are headed further in that direction. Whether that's good or bad, I guess we can determine at a later date. Other Razorback news, we've already talked about this once. I'm going to mention again the Iowa State-Arkansas basketball game as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge, speaking of those two conferences. 8 o'clock Central Time, December 4th. Most people are mostly worried about that 3 o'clock kick, though, on August 30th at this point. Tip of the cap to Taylor Moore, the Razorback junior, who is now in the lead in a U.S. amateur qualifier. And I guess it all settles itself out today. So if we find that out before the end of the show, I'll let you know. And I think they're going to, I'm not sure what time they play today, but this is happening in Atlanta at the Atlanta Athletic Club.
Mm.
This story I saw here says he struggled through his first 12 holes in the final round of stroke play at the U.S. Amateur, going 2 over and falling out of the overnight lead. Then he finally found his groove in the second 18 and ran off some birdies and took the lead in the chase for medalist at 8 under. He's 3 shots ahead of anyone in the clubhouse as the afternoon session got underway. So we'll update you on that. But that's good to see another Razorback golfer. Boy, that program has really been successful the last couple of years. You know, and they sent off Sebastian Kaplan, who won his first professional event. It's good to see. One other thing here, and then we'll take a call. I got a note from our friends at ESPN this week about some details on the upcoming playoff. and I guess, you know, we've talked about some of this, but I don't remember all of it, as to where the games are going to be played this year. So this year, and I couldn't even remember which games are involved, to be honest with you. But they're playing the semifinal games at the Sugar and Rose this year.
Okay.
On January 1st. And then they're playing the Orange on New Year's Eve. The Cotton Bowl is going to be January 1st also.
So the two semifinal games are January 1st. Right. Orange is New Year's Eve.
The Peach and Fiesta are New Year's Eve.
Cotton is
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, okay.
Championship game will be at Jerry's house January 12th.
Woo! So they're giving a little bit of... do you know what days that is this
year? I'm assuming
year?
They're Monday. The 12th is a Monday, I assume. That's when they normally play, right?
In the past years, they have, sure.
Let me look. Why would you ask me a question that I don't know the answer to, Pat? There are so many. January 12th is a Monday, yes. Love the iPhone. Next year, the semifinals are going to be played at the Orange and Cotton on New Year's Eve. How much fun would it be to be at the Cotton Bowl, New Year's Eve, national championship semifinal?
Mm.
Or in Florida, or in Miami at the Orange Bowl. That'd be fine, too. That's what I'm talking about, ringing in the new year. New Year's Eve, Peach and Fiesta the following year in 2016-17. And so the championship this year is in North Texas, or this coming season. The next year, it's at the Fiesta site in Arizona on January 11th. And then on January 9th of 2017, it'll be in Tampa.
The granddaddy of them all hasn't gotten a...
The Rose gets a semifinal this year, but they do not have a championship game for the first 3 years. They have a semifinal this year. Then it goes the Orange Cotton, then it goes Peach Fiesta. So I'm going to hold on to this because I'm sure we'll get more questions about this. So there are arrangements still with conferences, and we talked about the Cotton Bowl not being connected to right. the SEC anymore, which is really weird. Sugar Bowl still is. So here's your connections. Big Ten and Pac-12 still Rose Bowl. SEC Big 12 Sugar Bowl. ACC to Orange Bowl against the highest-ranked available team from the SEC Big Ten or Notre Dame. If a conference champion qualifies for the playoff, then the bowl will choose a replacement from that conference when those bowls host the semifinals and their contracted conference champions do not qualify, then the displaced champions will play in the other New Year's bowls. The Fiesta Cotton and Peach will host displaced conference champions and the top-ranked champion from a non-contract conference. The highest-ranked available teams will fill any other berths. The selection committee will make the pairing. So that's confusing, and if you read it, it's a lot less confusing, but... Anyway, I got that from ESPN this morning. That was interesting. So, Sugar Rose, those are your sites. Championship game in North Texas this coming season.
Sugar Rose this year.
Semis and championship in North Texas. And the big bowls are Sugar Rose, Orange Cotton, Peach Fiesta. And I'm not sure what the Tampa Bay site is, though. I guess it's just is that a unique site? That doesn't fall under Fiesta, Peach, Cotton, Orange, or Rose, or Sugar. Tampa's going to be the championship game January 9th. How's that happen? I don't know. I guess there's other select cities that get chosen for that. We need to ask Jeff Long about that next time we talk to him. Stephen Little Rock, welcome.
Hey, guys. I heard you mention that this fellow from the UA has left to go to Illinois. Was his name Michael Wadley? What was the name again?
Mike Waddell.
Mike Waddell. Do you know how long he was actually in that position?
20, 30 minutes tops.
this is the reason I called, Justin, is because I was listening that day, and I actually got on the phone. I invested some time, as you did. Your Zone program gave him a nice segment or two, and I was the one who came up with the Queen tune, Keep Yourself Alive, and I noticed that Matty T has been playing it lately, which is, I appreciate.
Hey, thanks for noticing.
Absolutely, buddy, and the thing that I was my bad, and I wanted to let you know, because y'all took the time to play it, the clip I was talking about is not until about 45 seconds into the tune, so it's just a chorus. But anyway, long story short, jockstrap for him, you know? I think we should take the idea and go ahead and use it and do third down stuff. But
I think there will be some third down activities. Don't worry about that.
Absolutely, man. That's what you call a short-timer. He didn't last very long.
That's true. Happens. But you know what? I guess he saw an equal opportunity. And apparently he's got a friend in the Illinois program. One of his good friends is,
okay.
I don't know if he's the AD or somebody else in the program. But
he's worked in that area of the country as well.
Yeah.
So
he's worked in every area of the country.
Right.
He's bounced around a lot.
Yeah, well, anyway.
He's that talented. Everybody wants him.
That must be it, Pat.
Well, at some point, someone's going to see
I'm
that
still
and
here.
Say, don't you stay anywhere for any length of time.
Yeah, whatever. It's all good. Hey, look, if he's happy, I'm happy. It's
You're
all,
right.
It's all good. I'm sure Jeff will hire somebody that's equally talented.
Here's a newsflash to you guys. College sports is changing fast.
I just
Real
read
fast.
A story about that. That's no surprise. I just got
Real fast. I know. You don't see, very rarely you're going to see athletic directors stay for as long as we've seen. We had Frank Broyles. How long was he? You're just not going to see things like that.
Right.
It's more of a business. More of a business now. There are guys coming in that are getting hired even at the University of Arkansas that have no Razorback Arkansas ties at all.
That's why we appreciate guys like you, Pat.
Yeah.
And Justin and David and all the folks who have been here. And even you got two transplants on this show, a guy from Iowa and a guy from Boston. But you're Hog fans. I love it.
That's right, buddy.
Well, Pat bled and sweated and lost teeth for the Razorback program.
Amen.
As he's pointed out many times.
Yeah.
Matty T gives us our Arkansas credibility.
Yeah.
Born and raised, baby.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
He's our favorite little red devil.
Doctor's Hospital, February 7th, 1983.
And the world?
The day that will live in infamy.
What was the date again?
He is a red devil.
I don't want to say it again in case people want to look up my records.
What'd you say? December 7th?
February 7th.
Oh, February 7th. Okay. Hey, Pat, write that down. We need to get Matty T a nice cupcake or something.
I'm going to tattoo it on my backside. So
Pat, seriously, you do need to get a Razorback tattoo. And I met a man on my last vacation here, had a tattoo. He was about probably a 55-year-old man. Razorback 2 on his back thigh, listens to the buzz all the time when he's driving around. And I think that will solidify your position as an official Arkansan. If you got a Razorback tattoo,
I'll do it. Maybe take some votes on where I should get it.
It'd be a small tattoo, Justin.
Hello. Kev says, who is here longer, Waddell, Altman, or Ellis Johnson? Keith Lee's service could be live fan feedback strikes again. James in Washington Street says, guys, I just want to say thanks for keeping us up to date on the Hogs. I'm a legal cannabis grower from the Little Rock area.
Hello.
And have the buzz playing for the plants every day. Keep up the good work, and so will I.
I think he's just teasing me, isn't he?
Hey, Matty T wants to come over and bring you some buzz stuff, so maybe you can call him.
How do you become a legal grower?
I don't think
I want to. I think he's joking. I want to see if he was, though. I'd sing a song for him for the plants.
I think that's what we call a joint-in-cheek comment. Kev says, incidentally, in our eyes, the Ray Rice deal is 10 times worse than Plaxico Burress's. However, in New York City and other cities with draconian drug gun laws, Plaxico Burress's actions are 10 times worse. They're not draconian. They're very new age. They're actually very new age gun laws. So, anyway, it's...
You used to be able to walk around with a gun on your hip.
Look, what kind of world are we living in where you can't freaking shoot yourself in the leg on accident?
Exactly.
Anymore? I mean, come on. I really thought that
At a script club.
That was stupid.
Well, it was a regular club, but still.
Well, it was in the doorway of a regular club.
Listen, he was going to be made an example, no question. It was... Everything was against him.
Yesterday was his birthday,
timing.
Too.
I know. I feel bad.
38 years old?
I don't remember, but he lost 2 years of his NFL career, and it sucks. It was... Look, he made a dumb
That's
decision.
That's awfully a lengthy sentence for something that essentially just, affected him.
Well, that would be... I mean, I don't know how you can be a judge and sit up there and go, look, dude, you know, I hate that you shot yourself, but you also have to spend 2 years in prison.
That was the whole thing, though.
Sorry, dumbass.
Gun laws are so strict.
Yeah.
That the judge and everyone's hands, they couldn't do anything about it. They could not. That was like what their laws are. And it was, if you remember Maya Bloomberg.
Did he have no room to work with it?
No room. Maya Bloomberg was the champion of this. He went, I don't know if you remember, he came out and got the tallest podium he could find. And he screamed at the top of his lungs saying, we are going to come down hard on Plaxico Burress because he... saw the danger in bringing a loaded weapon to a packed nightclub and some reason keeping it in the waistband of your underwear. I don't get it.
They already have really strict rules about concealed weapons, and I guess he was probably the one that he could make an example of. You
well,
know?
Absolutely.
The judges have some discretion, and they are draconian, as Kev puts in. It was very, very, very over the top. But the judge should have had some discretion and say, look, here's the deal. You're not supposed to bring the gun in there. But I think you blowing a hole in your leg will go ahead and show that you learned your lesson.
Oops, I made a mistake.
Oops, I did it again. Speaking of thighs and... I saw a picture the other day of Britney Spears. She looks better than she did at like 22.
Well, no, hold on.
She's doing that Vegas show. You know, maybe it's keeping her fit.
I think she's on an HCG diet. She looks fantastic.
She's getting a lot of that Vegas sun.
She looks very fantastic, I got to say. She's not really my girl, but, I mean, that was impressive.
She was an important part of my
upbringing. She's a distant relative, you know.
Hey.
That's right.
Distant, it's all right.
Too distant. Woodpecker says, so do y'all think drug testing would cause some people to use the drugs that are eliminated more rapidly and hence put people at risk due to these drugs being more dangerous? I don't know.
What?
How long does ecstasy stay in your system?
That is not an answer I can give you. I don't know.
He made a mistake. He should have stayed in Mexico until it was out of his system.
Well, clearly he didn't understand. I don't know why he didn't understand.
He had to know he couldn't do ecstasy.
Well, he...
This is actually a real easy Google search because...
Then Google it.
I am.
Tough guy.
Whoa!
Kev says, Skandrick, of course he's one of the Cowboys who received an extension with a large signing bonus last year. Yes.
That sucks.
It's detectable for 3 to 5 days.
Okay, then, man, you should have stayed there until it was out of your system. What an idiot. Woodpecker says, never leave a drink unattended in Mexico. Bad things will happen, and you don't know why.
Hey, that could have been an out, though. He could have said he got slipped a Mickey or whatever.
He did say that, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Chris and Benton, Arkansas and Tennessee are similar. You can blame a lot of Tennessee's lows on firing Fulmer and hiring that loser Kiffin. Nut pressure to leave and hiring a lowlife in Petrino. Both teams are on their second coach after hiring lowlifes. Yes, the difference is that Petrino was good at coaching. Arkansas and Auburn were polar opposites in every way last year, so how do you see Auburn as so much better than Arkansas? I see them as being very equal. What?
Must have mistyped Auburn there.
Bert in Little Rock says, Justin, you're on the record saying that Auburn game will be competitive. No backtracking now. A good result for the Hogs is covering the 21. Everyone's saying Arkansas is going to be better. Don't know how that could be worse, but the record won't reflect it. I've got the Gus Bus rolling Bielema ball 48-17. Mm. I'll give you 30 points, and I'll take a bet.
The line is
21. I'll take 30 points. I'll take 30 points and take the bet, yeah.
Yeah, I like 30 points, too. Give me the 30.
Yeah, the other day some idiot said I couldn't break 150 at a local golf course.
Have you done it?
No, he doesn't want to do it till next month.
This sounds like one of those where the airline says, your flight's delayed 10 minutes. You know that. We'll do it next month. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. I'm going on record to say it's never going to happen.
You don't think we're ever going to do this little golf challenge?
Uh-uh.
I'll bet you.
Oh, wait. So you guys are telling me.
If this goes on, I'll frost my tips.
I'm going to bet you $100 I'm going to win off him.
Wait.
The challenge does happen.
So, Matty T, this is how it's going to work. We're going to cancel it during a month that nothing's going on to reschedule it for a month where everything is going on.
I don't disagree. Talk to your boy.
It's like, okay, August, nothing's going on. Let's not do it in August. Let's do it in September when there's something every single day and on the weekends. I don't see it happening. Prove me wrong. I'd like to see it.
I agree. It's stupid. We should have known this month, but Trey's like, maybe me.
Is that how he talks
Good
now?
Impression.
Yeah. I think spot on. I think everybody knows exactly.
Hello, Frank Caliendo. Jeez.
That's pretty stupid, ain't
he? Yeah, look out, Caliendo.
In September. Jeff in Des Moines says, if Pat gets a hog tattoo, I know where the snout could go.
Oh, man. Come on, guys.
Segment brought to you in part by our friends at Suddenlink Online at Suddenlink.com. When we come back, we're going to talk to Michael Felder, BleacherReport.com. Check out Suddenlink On Demand. Oh, it's so good. Got good stuff coming, my friend. Why do you look so confused? You want a hug? Haunted House 2, Muppets Most Wanted, both out this week.
No, I want my AC to work.
Courtesy of Suddenlink. Did you find anything out?
Nothing.
Well, the good news is you can at least watch some great TV if you have Suddenlink in your home. They also have a really cool Suddenlink To Go app where you can actually manage your account, pay your bill, view your bill, set up your email, add new devices. And you can watch your favorite TV shows and movies on the go for free from Suddenlink. Bundle advanced digital TV, high-speed internet, and phone for only $88 a month, plus equipment, and get your phone installed for free from Suddenlink. Pat, see, there's all kinds of good things. Also, later this month, they got BKB, Big Knockout Boxing, which when I first saw this note, I didn't even know what that was, but now I do. Smaller ring, bigger punches. And then on the 17th, WWE SummerSlam, back-to-back violence from Suddenlink. I love it. Suddenlink.com, 979-836-6901. I'd like to dedicate this song to Mr. Skandrick from the Dallas Cowboys. Sometimes he gets a good feeling when he's in Mexico and doing ecstasy. Mm. Not such a good feeling when you're suspended 4 games.